Within the next few years, China is predicted to become the largest theme park market on Earth, and U.S. roller coaster manufacturers are poised to play a big part in that growth. But with the U.S.-China trade war pushing tariffs on amusement park components, KUER's Rebecca Ellis reports that one Utah company is feeling squeezed.
Pretend you're a bullet hanging out in the barrel of a gun. The trigger's pulled, and then boom, you're hurled into the air at turbo speed. That's what being on an SNS ride is like. 0 to 80 miles in 2 seconds. These organ-jumbling rides have turned SNS worldwide into one of the country's largest amusement ride manufacturers. Preston Perks, an executive director at the company, says these rides get shipped from their North Logan factory to parks all across the globe. Earlier in May, he was overseeing roller coasters bound for
Dubai, New Jersey, Pittsburgh, Chicago, and China.
In the center of the factory sit two massive white steel pulleys, part of a $16 million ride going up in eastern China's newest military-themed amusement park, Sunzhou Cultural Park. In a matter of days, a truck will cart off these pulleys to Los Angeles, they'll cross the Pacific in an ocean container, and arrive at the Qingdao port southeast of Beijing. That's when the customer will have to pay a 25% tariff. Perk says there's going to be some sticker shock.
Never would they have thought that they would have to pay such a high duty and tax now.
Just like soybeans, cars, lithium batteries, and thousands of other goods, roller coasters have gotten caught up in the escalating trade war between the U.S. and China. Last fall, Beijing hiked up the tariff on American-made ride parts from 10 to 25%. That's a difference of millions of dollars. It's enough, Perk says, for some buyer's remorse to creep in.
And when our customers are having to pay more money because of an added tariff, they're going to look other places, and that's what they've done.
In a matter of years, analysts expect China to become the world's largest theme park market, overtaking America and Europe. A booming middle class is hungry for leisure activities, and real estate developers have responded with park after park. Perk says it's theme park mania.
They're taking an area where they're building malls, hotels, housing, and they're putting an amusement park in as part of the entertainment center.
Some of the rides are made in China. Lots more come from Switzerland, Austria, Germany, Italy, and America, home to over 24 ride manufacturers. Usually, half of SNS's business comes from these Chinese developers, but not this year.
All of our returning customers that usually would have bought rides from us are talking to us about this. They aren't signing contracts.
China's tariffs hit right where they aimed, the bottom line of an American factory. But Perk says that bottom line was already taking a big hit from the tariffs ordered in their own backyard.
It'll be 25% for steel. It'll be 10% for aluminum. And it'll be for a long period of time.
Last March, President Donald Trump announced new tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, meant to give domestic producers a leg up. He recently walked back the duties with Canada and Mexico, but the ones with China remain. The tariffs were met with big relief by U.S. steel mills, less so for U.S. roller coaster creators. Dave Tolman is a ride packager at SNS, one of its 100 or so employees.
The tariffs on steel and aluminum affect us in this business a real big amount. That's, you know, two of the main things that we use.
Since last March, the price of the metal parts used by SNS has risen by as much as 70%. Tolman says he worries about the company's future.
Tariffs have never worked, ever, on either side. And all it does is hurt.
It may be painful, but not unusual. Miles Hansen, head of World Trade Center Utah, says lots of companies that make big, complex products here in Utah and sought after by China are likely getting slammed.
They're getting hit by tariffs on both sides, and that puts a lot of pressure on the companies, which then forces them to make major changes to their supply chain.
At SNS, Perk says these major supply chain changes are already underway.
We have to change our country of origin. We have to build things in other countries to avoid the tariffs.
Perk says, financially, it no longer makes sense to manufacture pieces like the steel ties that hold roller coaster tracks together and walkways for ride maintenance in-house. Since the metal tariffs were imposed last year, he says, that work, it's now done in China. Rebecca Ellis, KUER News.